So anything you want to change, you say, you don't tell me I don't know how. Yes, you do. Just do it. And I've heard many of you use this phrase, try. Right? There is no try. You saw Star Wars. Remember Yoda? Remember in that second Star Wars? And Luke comes along and he's trying to use the force to lift up this thing. He's concentrating. He starts to lift it. He gets kind of stressed. He gets it. He goes, oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. I tried. I tried. I just can't do it. And what does Yoda say? There's only do. Do or don't do. There is no try. And Yoda gets up, and because it's a must, he does it. Lifts it up and goes because he has no way to turn back. When you're saying you're trying, you're saying it's a should for you. You never get your shoulds. If you do, they never last. It's only the must. And what makes it a must for you is when you start linking not doing it's total pain and doing it is your identity. It's who you are as a person. Then you find a way. You create the way. You make a way. How many of some area of your life where you don't try, man? Some area of your life, you never really get through it. You never fall through. But there's one area. But in this area, man, every time you show up, all of you is there. There's no try for you. You make it happen. Whether it be business or being there for your kids or doing something with your body or finding a way to turn around a business challenge. How many got an area where you step up and there is no result except the one you commit to? How many got a reference for this? Say I. All we got to do is have you take that to another place. And the first way is stop the hypnosis of try. Because try is the battle cry of wimps. I'll try. Right? It's a guaranteed failure. Someone says, I know I should change. I go, ain't happening. Now, how do I know this? Because it's not that hard to change. But you got to make sure whatever you change to meets your needs more than the last thing. So let's do some experiments. I'd like you to take an unbelievable athlete. I'll give you an example. The Taibo guy, Billy Blanks. He's a great guy. He's got a great heart. He's very skilled. He's amazing. He's like mastered like four martial arts. Brilliant guy. We kept wanting to bring him to be a speaker as one of our mega events. You know, we have multiple speakers. And he kept turning us down again and again and again. And he was doing it in weird ways. So finally, I said, let's call up and talk to somebody else and find out what's going on with this guy. And we found out why. He was scared to speak in front of public. All that stuff was scripted. It all came from his heart, but it's scripted. He was reading it. He rehearsed it and rehearsed it and rehearsed it so he could read it. So finally, we made a deal. I'd work with him, and we got him out there, and he got all this love, right, all this connection. And all of a sudden, he was like totally passionate going for it. It was all just fear. All he had to do was do a different triad. And the way I got him to do it, by the way, is I said, don't talk. Don't talk to these people. Teach them some of your moves. I said, you do classes all the time. It's just a big class. Don't worry about speaking. So as soon as I got him to believe that he was just doing what he already knows how to do, he did his certainty. He did the triad, and he got up and did it. And at the end of it, he had a new what? Who knows? New what? Reference. With a couple of new references, now he's certain he can do it, which is just an excuse for him to do what he already knows, a triad he already knows.